celebrate America's independence with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 3rd, with the Pickering Family Singers. It all starts at 10 a.m. with the Pickering Family Singers in concert. The concert is followed by a message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Then it's an old-fashioned barbecue with pork, chicken, and all the fixings on the church grounds. Everything is free. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the privilege of having with us on the air today Congressman Mike Hill, former legislator from District 1 in the Florida House. He has just announced his running in the primary for the same seat. And it is my prayer as we talk with Congressman Hill today that you will understand the need, you'll grasp the need, and be willing to not only pray, but participate and be involved in, as I use the term, Congressman Hill, holding your arms up and your hands up so that you can do battle with we the people, praying for you, participating in your election to see that God is opening the doors to put you back in that position of leadership for us in the state of Florida. I'm thankful for your previous leadership. I'm thankful for your stand in the community and for your stand for truth and righteousness and for biblical values that's so vital in the political arena today and running for the office. And it's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that God will open that door. He's opened the door for the announcement, that God will open the door in putting Congressman Mike Hill back in the Florida House for District 1 in the state of Florida. Congressman, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comments, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to ask a question or answer a question that you ask. What shall the righteous do if the foundations be destroyed? And I'm witnessing the foundations of this nation being dug up and smashed. And what I've done is I've looked around and I've found a very responsible, truthful Christian man, Dr. Youngblood, and I support him financially. And that's really all I can do. I work 45, 50 hours a week, and I found that that's my best thing to do is support this broadcast because it brings on really good leaders like Mike Hill. And I was thinking about teasing and calling in and say, this is God, Mike, run for office. This is God. Yeah. But what I would like to do, Dr. Youngblood, is when you say the word that he's all signed up, I'd like to pledge $1,000 towards his campaign.
Amen. Well, he is all signed up. He is out of the chute and running. And so, Mike, if you'd take a moment and give him that contact information again and let him send that $1,000 check today.
Tom, I am so grateful. Thank you so much for being willing to do that. And I'll tell you, Dr. Youngblood, if the church would rise up then we can take this nation back. We just need the church to rise up out of its slumber. And for Tom to be willing to take that step, do that, be one of those Christians who will rise up. That is phenomenal. What a great boost that is going to be to my campaign. And Tom and the rest of your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, can mail a check to Mike Hill Campaign, P.O. Box 4400, Pensacola, Florida, 32507. Again, that's Mike Hill Campaign.
Okay.
And PO Box,
Mike, I'm not a wealthy person, but I feel like that, not feel, I know that this nation is going to have some warriors rise up. It's going to have to hurt. You know, when you go in the service, you're willing to die for your country. And if we don't take the seriousness of what's going on, we're going to die. This nation's going to die. So I know even if I had a lot of money and these Democrats take over, it really won't be a lifestyle that'll be worth living. You'll have a sodomite come up and kiss you on the neck, and that'll be perfectly legal, or fondle my great-grandson with no recourse. So I just really appreciate what you're doing, and I'm willing to support you. And I just hope that some more people call in with funds, because I know it's funds that make the thing move. And God bless you, and thank you.
Tom, amen. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Have a blessed day today. And ladies and gentlemen, may that be the spark that lights the fuse that will allow Mike Hill to go back in District 1, Florida House of Representatives, in the primary election. I'm looking forward to that. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for being with us and what you're saying. I'm looking at an article, Congressman, that says, U.S. is already descending into recession, according to economists. United States economy is already in the process of entering recession, according to an economist specializing in how sentiment affects the markets. Quote, it's sucking the air out of the room, he said, anticipating that thousands of such companies will go under. And the article talks about different corporate entities that's closing the doors, folding up, going out of business. From the standpoint, Congressman, of what you would be able to do, what you would have the aspirations of doing as a Florida House of Representatives member, do you see that we're in trouble nationally in the economy? Do you foresee a recession on the horizon? And what advice would you give to the listeners today in knowing that a recession is on the way? In fact, one economist made the statement. It was the World Bank. World Bank warns of stagflation and recession. Warning is of an extended period of stagflation reminiscent of the 1970s. The World Bank forecast is the latest report that global economic growth will decrease this year, and most countries should be prepared for it. What kind of advice would you give, knowing that we're on the fast track for that? And how should we live as Christians, as conservatives? Should we toss in the towel? Should we give up hope? Is there hope? And what kind of hope would you like to offer, and how would you see this and state what we need to do?
Dr. Youngblood, there is always hope because we have Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we always have hope. Christians are not to despair despite the situation that is before us. And it looks like we are going to go into a recession. And the thing is, Dr. Youngblood, is all of this was completely preventable.
Yes.
It has been caused by this Biden regime that was installed, and I would like to say illegally. I don't believe that he won that election legally. They've been installed and have been implementing policies, leftist policies, that they have pushed now for generations. It was started by Obama. President Trump repealed a lot of that, and now Biden has come in with those policies again, which include raising taxes. He wants to raise taxes at a time like this. That's insane. He wants to increase government spending. They have spent trillions of dollars since he has been in office, And that is what is causing this inflation that we're feeling right now. He wants to reimpose burdensome regulations on businesses that Donald Trump had removed, and he is increasing the cost of labor because of those regulations and giving the power to unions that are going to force wages up, which is, again, is going to cause more inflation instead of letting the market do that. All of these things are going to affect us in a way that it's going to be tremendous. And the thing is that it's inevitable. It is going to happen. It's going to hit probably this fall. So yes. What should we as Christians do? I do financial consulting for State Farm. I have a license, a Series 6 license, to sell financial services. And what I would advise your audience to consider, Dr. Youngblood, is avoid going into debt right now.
Yes.
If you can, don't make any large purchases which will put you in debt. And if you're able right now, start paying that debt down as much as you can so that when this recession is going to hit, you will be in a better financial position to survive it if you're not in a lot of debt. So that would be the first thing I would say. And of course, don't despair. We've been through times like this before, and God has seen us through these times. And how he does it, Dr. Youngblood, is by getting people in office, Republicans, conservatives, who understand that you must keep government limited. Limited government and low taxes causes prosperity within a nation, within a community.
Absolutely. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Pastor Davis, go over to question or comment, please.
How are you, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you so much, Brother Mike Hill, my good friend. I'm certainly very glad and elated to hear that, you know, you're going to toss your name in the hat and go ahead and make a run. And certainly, you know, I will be supporting you as well. And I'm going to put all of my family on alert. We're going to throw our support behind you because we know that you stand for the right thing and that you will get up there and break up that fallow ground that's up in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Davis.
And I believe we have Jim on the line also. Jim, go over to question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, Representative Hill, how are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing great. I pray you are.
Very
doing
well. Thank
doing
you.
Doing well. Mr. Hill, I completely agree with you on your assessment of paying down debt there. Could you address to the audience here the insidious nature of inflation itself and how it robs income away by just the nature of goods and services going up and the spending power of the dollar since you do financial services, please?
Yes, absolutely. Jim, thank you for the phone call. What inflation is caused by is too much money, money supply in our monetary system. And what a lot of people don't understand is that inflation is caused only by government. When government prints so much money and spends so much money, that puts money into our financial system, and we have too many dollars chasing too few goods, which causes the price of those goods to go up. So we have an administration now that has spent trillions of dollars, by the way, money that they don't have. Mm-hmm. They simply printed it and started putting it out into our financial system that is debt that has been added on to our financial system. Our total debt right now is over $30 trillion, and that has to be paid back. And it won't be paid back just by the current generation. It'll be passed on to our children and likely even our grandchildren. But in the meantime, we are feeling the effects of it because everywhere you look, from gas to food on the shelves, to automobiles, everything, the price of it has gone up. It has become inflated, and that is a hidden tax on every American. Money that you could use instead for your own family needs is being eaten up by inflation, and we feel it every time we go to the grocery store.
Agreed. Very much agreed. Thank you for that there, making the audience aware that it is something that affects every single one of us there. And, yeah, let's vote these people out.
Yes.
Not you. Let's vote you in, but
yeah.
Vote the others.
Jim, thank you for your comments, for the input.
You.
And let me say on behalf of Congressman Hill, there's no cliche, as someone many times it's been used, putting your money where your mouth is. Let me encourage you to not only you, but your family and others that you have contact with, encourage them to get in touch with Mike Hill and with his campaign and undergird him with prayer and financial support to put him back in office. I'm looking forward to it. Jim, thank you so much for your
thank
call.
You.
I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, give you the question or comment, please.
Mr. Hill, I'm surely thankful for your clear assessment on where we are fiscally, financially, as a nation. I'd like to remind everybody that this free cash, you know, wasn't free. Obviously, during the Trump administration, that last year, Wu flu hits, China virus hits, you know, and all of a sudden we overspend as a government, of course, with Democrats in control of the purse strings. We overspent by over $3 trillion. Last year, once all the big money had been spent and Wu flu was pretty well eradicated or tamped down, this buffoon in the White House spent nearly $3 trillion, and he bragged about reducing the deficit by $300 billion. What a joke. What a joke. The idea, and if he got what he wanted to spend nearly $5 trillion more. As if there's an endless supply. All we just need to do is print it. And this buffoon stands before the AFL-CIO and says, I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives. Did you hear that? He is changing people's lives. He's creating potentially the worst catastrophic destruction of the economy since the Great Depression. This very well could make the Carter years look like a picnic. So I am glad that you fully embrace and understand that and can be one of the elements that push back on the crazy agenda.
Greg, thank you so much for that. Congressman, what is your response? Do you have any questions or comments on that response?
Well, as always, Greg is spot on, and he understands exactly what is going on and why we are experiencing these rise in prices, and it is because of the government spending. And we have, for some reason, those on the left, the Democrats, do not understand economics, or perhaps they do understand what they're doing. And in a more sinister way, this is an intentional attempt to bring down the United States so that it is not as strong and powerful as it is and become and can become a part of the one world government. That's the whole design. That is what they are trying to do. They are trying to weaken America to the point where we need to become a part of this one world government. But we can't let them do that. We have to push back. We have to fight back. And I believe we are seeing that happening in America right now, where more and more of those on the left, Democrats, are losing key races throughout our nation as primaries are going on right now. And some general elections, Democrats are losing, and they're going to lose in a big way in November. Then once we get the House and hopefully the Senate also back in the hands of Republicans, we can stop this disastrous trip that the Biden regime is putting us on. Even though we know from experience, Dr. Youngblood, that just because Republicans are in office doesn't mean that we are going to get conservatism, that we're going to get those things that stand for pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-God. So don't just elect someone who has an R behind their name, make sure you vet that candidate.
Absolutely.
Make sure they are someone who understands and believes in the oath of office that they're going to be taking to support, protect, and defend the Constitution, that that is an oath made to the living God, and he will hold you accountable if you break that oath. So vet the candidates, make sure that they are indeed conservative, constitutional, and I would say Christians. Get them in office to turn this nation back around.
Amen. Now, Greg, do you have a follow-up question or comment for Congressman? Greg has left us. Congressman, I'm looking at an article that touches on your final few words in that statement a moment ago. This article says, Congressman predicts civil war if Republicans take control. Dated June the 14th. A Republican takeover of the House in November midterm elections would embolden the far-right extremist and white nationalist who have been pushing for civil war, contends a member of the chamber's far-left squad. Representative Jamel Bowman, Democrat New York, said in an interview with MSNBC that if the Republicans regain the majority, they will shut down the January 6th probe, suppress the committee's findings, impeach President Joe Biden as quickly as possible, and they will continue to find ways to impeach him over and over again. Quote, it would also embolden Republicans and the far right and white nationalists across the country to begin to believe that it's their time not just to take power in the White House, but the Senate, the White House, and the state houses across the country, according to the congressman. Quote, here's where I'm going. Quote, our democracy is hanging by a thread, and black and brown people, our lives are in the balance if these people, speaking of the Republicans, come back into power. How do you respond to such diatribe?
He's such an idiot, first of all, Dr. Youngblood. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's right.
And the evidence of that is there have been times in the past when Republicans have been in control and there was no civil war. There was nothing where black and brown people were eradicated. What utter nonsense. And you can tell he doesn't know what he's talking about when he calls our great nation a democracy.
That's right.
And he says it's under attack. We are a republic.
Right.
There's a difference between a democracy and republic. Democracy says majority rules. A republic says majority rules as long as it conforms to the rule of law. That is a huge difference. So anytime you hear a public official say we are a democracy, you can dismiss him right away as an idiot who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Absolutely. One of the things that I find taking place is there's chaos and confusion in the different offices that has the D behind the name. We call them blue states, democracy, Democrats. I call it the loose lax lost liberals and socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. But they're in chaos now. In fact, you might have a later number than I do, but the latest number that I found is out of those candidates that President Trump has recommended or endorsed, I believe some 63 to 65 of them have won in the primaries. I believe that's a good indication of what we see with the big turnaround taking place politically in America. And Greg has left us, but I've got an article that he posted on Facebook that says this. Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution requires that the president take care that the laws be faithfully executed. This clause, known as the Take Care Clause, requires the president to enforce federal laws regardless of his own administration's view of their wisdom or policy. Congressman, the question is, and state further, we're finding that under the Biden administration, he picks and chooses the laws that he wants to uphold, and he's publicly stated last week that if Roe versus Wade is overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, that he will give an executive order reinstating it by executive order. Speak to that lunacy, and what does it mean, and what will it be like if that takes place? How will it? What will happen to the laws and our sense of a law-filled nation, our nation of laws? How would that? What would that happen to us?
Well, I think, first of all, that if he were to do something like that, that that is an executive order that you do not comply with, because it is an illegal executive order. I was in the military, and you cannot obey a unlawful order and try to say that you were just obeying orders, and that would absolve you of the condemnation which would come from obeying an unlawful order. That would be an unlawful executive order, and you ignore it. And thank goodness, because of our Constitution, and we are a federal republic, that the states, the power belongs to the states and to the people. And we as a state can nullify any unlawful order, any unlawful law that comes down from the federal level, including this bipartisan, they're calling it, gun control bill, which they want to pass in the Senate and in the House right now, including a federal red flag law. We can nullify that at the state level and say we will not comply. And how we do that is within the Florida legislature, we pass a state law nullifying what they are trying to do at the federal level. And that's why it is so important to have conservative constitutional Christians elected in office, and why I am running for office in District 1 in Florida, Dr. Youngblood.
Congressman Hill, I'm glad you mentioned that. We've got about a minute and a half left. I want you to take that time, speak to our audience, and encourage them to lock arms with you. Give them your contact information, what they can do, how they can assist you, for us to see that you're put back in the Florida House.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I'll tell you, this is going to be my platform. These are the planks that I'm going to be running on. Abolish abortion. Have election integrity. Protect our children in schools. Lower state taxes and fees. Harden our electrical grid and protect our gun rights. That's going to be my plank, Dr. Youngblood, and it's easy to do as long as you adhere to your oath of office. So I would cherish the support of all your listeners, and I'm going to need financial help to get this done. And checks can be written to Mike Hill Campaign, P.O. Box 4400, Pensacola, Florida, 32507. Again, Mike Hill Campaign, P.O. Box 4400, Pensacola, 32507. And Dr. Youngblood, I would encourage your listeners to not be afraid, do not be dismayed. Remember our God, who is mighty and awesome. And instead, we fight for our homes. We fight for our sons and for our daughters and for our wives. We fight for our brothers. God will fight for us.
Amen. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us, and we rejoice with you and hold your hands up and pray for you that God will bless you and give you wisdom each day. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.